What a beautiful thing, the purity of the color white. The character of Jesus, Jesus' perfect humanity. Though we're not perfect, and though we'll never be, we can allow the purity of heaven by the shed blood of the Lamb to purify our pure minds by way of remembrance, to cause our minds to be washed with the water of the Word, to cause our motives and our intentions and all the things that we think, do, and say to come under the scrutiny of the purity of the Son of God. And we thank you, Lord, for that beautiful thing coming into our life even now, that Jesus, even though he was the pure Son of God, he didn't think himself, make himself of any reputation. He didn't have to have an official title. He didn't have to be bowed down to wherever he went, but he could lay down his life and have compassion towards the needs of mankind. And we can do the same thing. We can walk in that kind of purity. We can walk in that kind of humility. And because our life is hidden with God in Christ. Thank God for that color white, the Son of Man. And we are the full humans, but we are also servants of the living God and laying down our life. And of course, the color blue in the Gospel of John speaks of a heavenly character. And we are from above. We're now born from above. To be born again is to be born from above. And we take on that characteristic, that heavenly characteristic, that we can walk. Yes, our feet touch this earth. And truly, we need to be servants of all mankind. But we also need to have within our bosom the beautiful heartbeat of the Holy Spirit that speaks of heavenly things. The Lord says that the Holy Spirit would come and he would not speak of himself, but he would show us things to come and he would speak of Jesus. So we have this heartbeat of heaven on the inside of us. And when we take communion, we declare that praise God, he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and he is the ruler of our hearts and our lives, but he's coming again. And he says, where I go, you may be also. I go to prepare a place for you. My goodness, that we're going to be with the Father forever in heaven. Heaven is a real place. It's a real place, and we are part of that kingdom. So we have this beautiful portrayal of character in the four Gospels, also in the linen of the tabernacle. But there's one more area portrayed in Scripture in the book of Revelation. And I want you to go there, Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. It's also found in the book of Ezekiel. But in this Scripture in the book of Revelation, he said that the first living creature being was like a lion, and the second living creature was like an ox, and the third living creature had the face of a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. That's out of the Amplified Bible. And this, of course, is a picture of the Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus, portrayed as a lion, also as an ox, as the face of a man, and also as a flying eagle. What does that mean? What is that saying to us? What's this fourfold manifestation of the character of Christ? Again, we're talking about the character of Jesus. We have to look at him. He's our example. He's the character that we want to follow. If we want to have character in our life, we certainly want it to come not from some song or some earthly thing or some earthly example. We want it to come from the Son of God. There's a picture of Jesus, just before we read this to you, there's a picture of Jesus in Revelation chapter 1. In verse 17, he says, "Fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Write these things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter, the mystery of the seven stars." My goodness, this is talking about Jesus. Also here in the first chapter of Revelation, he says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." Wow, my goodness, that's a picture of Jesus. That's a picture of who he is to us.